I want to move on to one more issue before we conclude. Louise, there's a full Palestinian ambassador to Ireland now for the first time in keeping with Ireland's recognition of the state of Palestine. The other issue is the Occupied Territories Bill. There was calls both within government and in the opposition benches for quite some time to pass the Occupied Territories Bill. It doesn't look like it's going to happen before this government is gone out of office. It's going to be one for the next government, much to the chagrin of people on the opposition benches.
Yeah, and I think this is something that Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who of course is also the Foreign Affairs Minister, conceded last week that this would fall to the next government. And he was at the Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday and he was saying that there does need to be amendments made to it. They want it to be robust. They want it to, if it goes to court, that it withstands legal challenges, and that there just wasn't enough time to, you know, get all those amendments through to discuss it. He said he couldn't fully share everything that the Attorney General had said and it would have to be worked upon. And I think this angered the opposition because most of the parties on the opposition benches had offered their time and said, if you want to debate this in the Dáil, it's the last week, you can have our slot, you can have this slot, you can have that slot. And that wasn't taken up upon. And what the Taoiseach seemed to be saying is that, you know, it's too late, it'll fall for the next government. And, you know, you'd question why this was done at the last minute if they knew it wasn't going to pass in any way.
All right. We have about 3 minutes left, so we're going to keep the contributions short. But Michael Fitzmaurice, your reaction to that briefly first.
Well, first of all, I think we're playing, there's politics being played. I know that it was tied up legally, and Barry would know this, until July. There was plenty of time if there was a commitment to bring it in. It wasn't done. Now, as I say, we'll be back to the same thing. The sun, moon and stars being promised once again. Who knows what the next government will be? No one can go given guarantees that they can do this, that or the other. But of course, it sounds good if you say you'll do it in the next government and might get you another few votes.
All right. Barry Ward, not unrelated to the last topic we were covering, is the next government really going to do it? If there's a Trump government in the White House, if you're part of the next government, will there be sensitivity to the reaction there?
No, I hope it'll go through. I'm really sorry it's not going through now. I support the bill and I support Senator Francis Black, who introduced the bill in the Shannon. I think it's really important, but I also think it's important not to underestimate the complexity of international trade law. I think the Taoiseach is unfortunately correct that it has to be right. It has to be something that will withstand scrutiny and challenge if it's going to work. But I am glad that the Taoiseach sought the review of the Attorney General's advice, because the landscape has changed since the ICJ judgment in relation to the genocide that's going on in Gaza. So it's entirely appropriate that that changed the landscape, and it kicks in Ireland's obligation to do something about that genocide. So I support it now. I'd love to see it become law. It could never become law this week, but I hope it'll become law under the next government.
Darren O'Rourke. No,
I have to say, I see this as deeply cynical from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. They have opposed this bill. It was excuse after excuse after excuse. Barry is outlined.
Was it not deeply cynical to be trying to play politics with it this week?
Let me make the point. You know, to say that they couldn't move on this before they had the ICJ, there's clear advice. No, there's clear advice there that in terms of EU trade law, that there were exceptions for reasons of public morality, public policy, public security, and the protection of human health and life. You didn't even ask the questions, as far as I'm concerned, Barry. Didn't push it to see if there was a way to progress this for the last 5 years, 6 years, really. I don't think they can be trusted.
Brief response.
To
it's patently incorrect. And again, Darren is distilling a very complex issue down to a few soundbites.
Sorry.
But that's not what
it
is, Darren. And hang on, no, sorry, Darren. I'm going to say this. Sorry. If you want to talk about who's playing politics with this, the
what is the money message got to do with trade laws?
That's not why it's not going through. That's what blocked it first.
That's
because that's the way the parliamentary procedure for blocking it. But it couldn't go through for different reasons. Okay. But the playing politics was the saying, "Oh, we'll give you time, knowing full well that
I need to make this clear legal opinion from Professor Takis.
There's two experts in European law who provided legal advice to Francis Black. We're going to hit a break. We'll be back in a minute.